Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and allow yourself to pause for a while and become more self-aware and centered in the present moment. Take time to settle down and get comfortable before we begin. Notice what's going on in your body and in your mind right now, from moment to moment. Your goal in this exercise is to learn to face troubling situations patiently in your imagination, rehearsing and strengthening a stoic or philosophical attitude toward apparent adversities. You're going to imagine these situations for longer and more carefully than normal, so that you can develop greater awareness of the role of your own thoughts and judgments in determining your feelings. You're not trying to control or eliminate any of your feelings, but simply to stay with them for a while, letting go of any struggle against them, and viewing them with calm, rational detachment. You may find by doing this exercise that anger, anxiety, or other unpleasant feelings tend to reduce naturally over time. But that's not your immediate purpose. And initially, you may even find that you actually become more conscious of uncomfortable feelings. Your goal is simply to strengthen your ability to observe your own thoughts and to distinguish between them and the external events they're about. Right now, with your eyes still closed, just be aware of what you're currently experiencing, from moment to moment, without evaluating it, analysing it, or interpreting it any further. If your mind wanders, that's fine. Just acknowledge the fact and bring your awareness patiently back to the exercise you're doing. You're also going to choose a scene to picture throughout the rest of this exercise. You can start by working through a mildly upsetting event, and then, in later sessions, progressively working on more challenging ones. So pick a situation to imagine yourself in if you haven't already. Employing all of your senses as if it's actually happening right now and you're seeing things through your own eyes. Make it as vivid and realistic as possible and pay close attention to the most upsetting parts of the scene rather than trying to avoid them. Turn it into a brief sequence of events, like a video clip, and imagine going through it, beginning, middle, and end. Don't try to change anything. Just observe things in a detached way, from a more objective or matter-of-fact perspective. Allow yourself to accept and fully experience your internal reactions, so that any novelty or surprise gradually wears off, and events begin to seem more and more familiar as you get used to contemplating them. Keep imagining yourself in that situation right now. But throughout this exercise, also have the following advice from the ancient Stoics constantly in mind. People are not upset by events, but by their opinions about events, especially their value judgments. Keep reminding yourself as you picture the scene before you. There are many alternative ways to view external events, and so different people feel differently about them. Your attitude toward events is the most important thing in life, rather than the events themselves. Keep guard over your judgments and intentions, and watch them closely. When automatic thoughts or feelings cross your mind, you always have the freedom to suspend your response. Withholding your agreement from your initial impressions, rather than allowing yourself to be carried away by them. So pause for a moment and observe your thoughts. Respond to them by saying, "You're just an impression, a mental representation, and not at all the things you claim to represent." Take a step back from these initial impressions, rather than allowing yourself to be swept along by them. Instead, silently contemplate whether they're about things that are up to you, under your direct control, or not. Remember that sovereign precept of Stoicism, that only things that are up to us are ultimately good or bad for us, and that bodily or external things, which lie beyond our direct control, are indifferent by comparison. You're going to review that whole sequence of events very patiently, a few more times, from start to finish, as if you're really there, right now. Start at the beginning, going through things slowly and with mindfulness. Remind yourself that it's not events that upset you, but your opinions about events, especially your value judgments. So don't try to change anything. Instead, as you go through events, practice taking a step back from your thoughts and actively accepting your feelings as harmless and indifferent. As you continue to go through those events slowly, picture things more vividly and realistically. Notice what you see. Notice any sounds you hear. Notice what you're saying or doing, and how you experience that. Notice any thoughts, images, or associations that go through your mind. Notice your feelings and the sensations in your body. Just allow yourself to acknowledge each experience as it arises. Patiently going through the whole event, using all of your senses, as if it's happening right now. Stay with your feelings for a while, as if you're creating a space around them, giving them the freedom to come and go naturally. Now gradually draw the scene to a close in your mind and rate the level of discomfort you felt from 0 to 100%. How distressing was it to imagine? Just make a mental note of that number. Okay, now patiently go through the whole experience once again. From just before you noticed the earliest signs, through the peak or middle, to the end, once the scene is over. Remind yourself, it's not events that upset you, but your opinions and value judgments about them. Again, patiently watching your thoughts from a distance, while you radically accept your feelings. Don't try to change anything. Don't try to stop anything from changing. Just take your time. Notice any sounds you hear. Notice what you're saying or doing and how you experience that. Notice any thoughts, images, or impressions that go through your mind. Notice your feelings and the sensations in your body. Just allow yourself to acknowledge each experience as it arises. Notice your automatic thoughts and feelings, but don't allow yourself to be carried away by them. Pause and take a step back from them instead. Patiently going through the whole event, using all of your senses, as if it's happening right now. Now gradually draw the scene to a close. Make a mental note of how distressing it was this time, from 0 to 100%. You'll probably find it helpful to repeat this exercise daily, reviewing the same situation in detail in your imagination several times and visualizing things more vividly and for longer than you normally would. You can use this time as an opportunity to practice both distancing from your thoughts and actively accepting or enduring any uncomfortable feelings. It will often help if you carefully observe and note down what effect the exercise has upon your problem, both immediately and over time. As your distress reduces and you begin to feel more confident, you can also consider how you might solve problems and cope better with similar situations in the future. You'll find it easier to judge events more calmly and rationally, and to see beyond misleading initial impressions. The most important thing for a Stoic is to calmly evaluate whether the thoughts and feelings that you experience in response to apparent adversity refer to things that are up to you or not. Over time, you may also begin to ask yourself how a perfectly wise and just person with complete self-control would respond when faced with the same situation you're imagining. What would the Stoic wise man do under these circumstances? Let wisdom be your guide in this and similar situations. Now let go even of the scene you were imagining, and gradually begin to expand your awareness throughout your whole body and into your current environment. Continue to observe your breathing and any internal experiences that you've been attending to, but in addition, allow your awareness to begin spreading through the rest of your body, throughout the trunk of your body, your arms, your legs, your neck and head, your hands, your feet, your face and eyes. Become aware of your whole body as one. Now gradually spread your awareness out further, beyond your body and into the environment around you, where you are and what you're doing right now, in the real world. Continue to notice how you're using your mind and body as you slowly open your eyelids in your own time and begin to look around you. As you finish the exercise and begin interacting with the external world or other people, continue to observe the way you're using your mind and body, becoming more focused on the real world around you and the way you're interacting with life right now in the present moment as you prepare to move forward once again into your environment.